And we're back here on In Focus News Radio KMAN. Segment number four of our program as we welcome on the program Jim Franke with the Manhattan Optimist Club. Jim joins us by telephone here today. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about yourself?
Real good. Thanks for having me on.
You betcha. We're glad to do it. The Optimists have a big fundraiser coming up a week from tomorrow, and it's going to be out of Potter Hall in Seco Park. Jim, tell us more.
Yeah, it's our annual, the 12th annual. Actually, we had to skip, I guess, several years there due to COVID. So the last one we had was in, 2019. Anyway, Saturday the 26th, which is a week from tomorrow, at Potter Hall from 5 to 8 o'clock. Potter Hall is, of course, in Seco Park. And you can eat in, or we also have takeout.
Okay, so that's a neat event here coming up, and this is a fundraiser. And tell us what the proceeds are going to be benefiting.
Well, most of the proceeds will go towards supporting our activities out at Optimist Park, which is on the west side of town. That's where we run the city's T-ball program, and also we have a girls' fast pitch association that holds its practices out there. But in addition to the benefits going to the park, we support 25 or so other programs in the community. I could talk about some of those if you like.
Sure.
We have a couple of programs that focus specifically on recognizing kids in our schools. We have one called Youth of the Month, which recognizes students in the primary in grades 1 through 5, and then Student of the Month, which focuses upon Manhattan High kids. Beyond that, I think we're probably most known for programs having to do with different types of athletics. I mentioned girls fast pitch softball. We are one of the pioneers in the state of Kansas in terms of supporting fast pitch for young females. We also run the Hoop Holler and Shoot program, which you may be aware of at the free throw shooting contest in all the local grade schools. T-ball program, we give some money to First Tee and to Manhattan Cross Country. We also do things in terms of the arts, the Gold Orchestra, Pops Choir, things such as that, Wonder Workshop, Children's Theater, and one that really impacts a lot of kids is what's called the Early Expressions Kids Art Fair, where kids are in all the grade schools in the area submit art, and it's judged and prizes are given and so on and so forth. And we actually get about 2,500 to 3,000 pieces of art there each year. And then we have other programs as well.
Awesome. Yeah, a lot of good events. I'm familiar with the Hoop Holler and Shoot. When's the next one of those happening? You had one recently, right?
Yeah, that finished up, I want to say, in either November or December. I remember going over to Amanda Arnold, and I think it was in November, and then the finals are always held. The girls' finals are held at K-State women's games, and the boys' finals at K-State men's basketball games.
Okay. Yeah, it kind of snuck up on me this year, so we'll get in and check that out next year. That's a neat event. You do so much in supporting youth here in our community, and it's such a great organization. So we always appreciate getting to talk about these fundraisers here. It's next Saturday, 5 to 8 p.m. at Seco Park in Potter Hall. The meal itself includes spaghetti, and does anything else with that?
Yeah, we'll have spaghetti and sauce. We have meat and meat. For those people who don't want meat sauce, we also have meatless. It'll be a salad. We'll have bread with that. The bread is actually donated by the Kansas State University Bakery Science Club. Our members go over there late in the week and help them bake it, and then they bring it over and we cut it on Saturday. Our members will be also providing some desserts, cookies, bars, cupcakes, those sorts of things. And then for beverages, we'll have coffee, lemonade, iced tea, and water. Also this year, I guess this is the second time we've done this, we're also running a silent auction in conjunction with the dinner. As I say, the second time we did it, the first time it was pretty successful, so we decided to go ahead and continue it. And you can just come in and pay at the door. Adults, so $7.50 for adults, and then kids under 12 for $4. Actually, kids 4 and under are free.
All right, very good. And where can we get our tickets at?
If you know an Optimist member, okay, you can do that. As I say, just at the door is fine. We'll have plenty of tickets available at the door. We've done most of our ticket sales already.
Okay.
But if you do know an Optimist member, or for that matter, you could contact me. I can leave my contact information with you if you like.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that. I don't know if you want to do it over there, or I can just take it after you're off here. It doesn't matter.
Why don't you do it when we're off?
Okay, sounds good. Again, it's next Saturday, the 12th Annual Optimist Spaghetti Dinner, 5 to 8 p.m. at Potter Hall in Seco Park. And I know a lot of volunteers to do this. About how many people do you normally recruit for that?
Yeah, it's a pretty labor-intensive process. It actually goes on for 2 days. On Friday, we'll go over to Potter around midday or so, and we'll brown the hamburger, and then we'll put it in, you know, Ziploc bags and keep it cold overnight. And then we'll also we'll almost entirely cook the spaghetti, and then we oil that up and put it in bags, and then we bring it out the next day and we make the sauce, and we put the spaghetti into just hot water for a couple of minutes, and that gets that going as well. But in terms of the people, we'll have about 13 people over there on Friday, and Saturday, 35 to 40 in that neighborhood.
Wow. I've been to Spaghetti Feed before. I'm always curious, like, how do you know how much spaghetti to go through, since you don't know how many people you're going to have? I mean, that's got to be a challenge.
Well, the first couple times you do it, the first time we did it, we didn't really know much. We had way too much food the first time around. But we have the same people, the same number of people selling tickets each time, so we sort of come up with a formula, and we get pretty close in terms of not having a lot of food extra. But even if we do have extra food, we have an arrangement with the crisis center here in Manhattan, and they'll come down and take that and use it down there.
Wonderful. Well, that's good to hear. Again, next Saturday, the 12th Annual Optimist Spaghetti Dinner, 5 to 8 p.m., Potter Hall, Seco Park. That's where you want to go to help support the Optimist Club. Jim, thank you so much for the time, and we hope you make a lot of money next weekend.
All right, thanks a lot, Brandon.
All right, appreciate that. And Nick will get your number here off air. Good to have all of our guests here on In Focus. Thank you so much to Bryce Kolk and Brittany Edelman from the Animal Shelter. Thank you also to Jamie Ramsey, the retiring executive director of the Riley County Senior Service Center, and John Job, our guest here in the first segment from Riley County Extension Office. Coming up Monday, we'll hear from the Sunset Zoo. We'll also get a preview of the Polar Plunge as well, with some officials organizing with that, with Special Olympics.